I had gotten to in a relationship with a guy back home in Illinois, and he introduced me to meth, or crystal meth. And basically from there, I mean, I haven't stopped. I haven't had a job in 8 years. I don't have custody of any of my children.
How old are you now?
I'm 27 years old.
All right, Kendra.
Yes.
Kendra, where are you from originally? Where'd you grow up?
Illinois.
What part?
Effingham, Illinois. It's like central Illinois.
Tell me about your family growing up.
I was taken from my parents when I was 6 months old. They found me unresponsive. My mom found me unresponsive in the crib because my dad had sexually abused me, I guess, while she was at work. So they ended up taking me and my little brothers. So I was in foster care, in and out of foster care until I was about 18 years old.
So your parents lost you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And where did you go after the...
I went and stayed with some family members for a while until I was about 11 years old. And then when I was 11 years old, I actually got in contact with my biological mother again. I talked to her for a little bit, and I decided I was going to go stay with her for a summer. And while I went and stayed with her, my brother was also there. I mean, he was 14 at the time and I was 11. And he sexually assaulted me and I ended up pregnant by him.
At 11?
At 11 years old, yeah. Wow. I ended up having the baby when I was 12 because of the time, you know. But
With
my biological brother, yes.
A full brother or half?
Full brother.
Full brother.
Yeah.
And how was the child?
She was okay. She's about 13 now. I haven't seen her since she's been about 2. Last time I seen her, she was 2.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's an interesting childhood.
Yeah.
Where did you go from there?
When I turned 16, I took off and I came to California. It was like a couple days before my 17th birthday. I came to California and I was homeless here for until I was 18. And then I went back home to Illinois because I was pregnant with my second child. So I went back home. I had gotten to in a relationship with a guy back home in Illinois. And he introduced me to meth, or crystal meth. And basically from there, I mean, I haven't stopped. I haven't had a job in 8 years. I don't have custody of any of my children.
How old are you now?
I'm 27 years old.
And the child you had with your brother, there was no... You and your brother didn't get in trouble for legal
reasons? He per DCFS, he's considered a sex offender, so he's not allowed to be around children. Even at the age of 14, when he did that, he's not allowed to be around children for the rest of his life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
Was he raised with his father around?
He was raised with my mom, my biological mother.
Hmm. So where have you been since all this unfolded?
I was home for a while, and then after I had met that guy, and I started getting high. I got high for a couple of years, and then, you know, I met the guy that I'm with now, and we decided to come to California. We thought that we were gonna come out here and get clean. But that didn't happen. I've been using fentanyl for the last about year and a half now. and that's just a whole other game, you know? So
now you're addicted to fentanyl?
Yeah.
Are you using meth as well?
Yeah, but not as much as I'm using fentanyl. Yeah.
Where do you stay now?
I'm homeless. I pretty much have been homeless for the whole time I've been high. So probably about 7 years.
And where do you stay? Do you sleep anywhere? Or?
Right now, we've been staying at MacArthur Park.
But do you have like a tent or anything like that?
On and off. Sometimes we do. A lot of times we sell our tent to get money, you know, to get drugs. We've been talking about getting another tent, but lately we've just been staying on the side of the sidewalk and stuff.
What do you think of that? This lifestyle that you've picked up?
It's not what I want. I feel like it's not what I want, but I just don't know how to get away from it, you know?
How are you making money now?
I have food stamps. I've been selling. I spent the last 3 months in LA County Jail, so my food stamps racked up a lot. So we've just been selling those, and we've been trading. You know, we've been trading stuff. We find stuff, and we make money that way.
What were you in jail for?
Robbery.
Are you entertaining men sometimes for money as well?
No.
You don't do that?
No.
Looking back at your life, do you have things you wish you had done differently?
Yeah. I wish that I wouldn't have let men get in the way of my life, you know? I feel like I wouldn't be on drugs the way that I am if it wasn't for the men in my life.
Do you think there's a chance you're going to be living on the streets the rest of your life?
I don't want that to happen. But is it a possibility? Yeah.
Have you tried quitting drugs?
Well, like I said, we came to California and we were sober. We had private insurance. Me and my boyfriend that I'm with now, we were clean out here for about 5 months. And then, you know, we both were just like, let's go get high. And, you know, the consequences of that is us being homeless too, you know? So... And now I think we're just too far in it again that, like, we can't really get back out of it, you know?
What are you afraid of now? What do you worry about?
I'm just worried that we're going to get too comfortable out here, or I'm going to get, even me, get too comfortable with this, you know, or overdose and die, or, you know?
Do you have friends?
Not so much, no.
Do you have family back home that you can?
I have an adopted brother. I have he's not really my brother, that I talk to every now and again, but.
Your biological parents are?
No, I don't speak to them.
And you're. Your kids who you're not speaking to either?
No.
How old are you now?
27.
27.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have regrets in your life?
Yeah. I regret when I was a little girl wanting to go meet my real mother. I think that if a lot of that trauma would have never happened, maybe who could say that maybe I wouldn't have became who I am today.
Yeah, you didn't pick your parents.
Right.
You can't blame you for anything.
Yeah.
Kendra, let me ask you one last question. What would you say is the most important thing you've learned in your life?
The most important thing that I have learned. Just to be a good person, I think. I mean, even through all the shit that I've been through, I think that the most important thing is to always be a good person, you know?
How far did you go in school?
10th grade.
10th grade?
Yeah.
Did you ever have dreams of doing something with your life?
Yeah, I actually wanted to go into criminal justice when I was in high school. And I wanted to join the military. And I wanted to be an MOS in the military. That was like my big thing when I was in high school.
Yeah. Are you disappointed with where your life has taken you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've had some a tough start and some tough breaks.
Yeah.
All right, Kendra. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
I wish you a lot of luck out there. Thank you.
Thank you.